tell others thank you, and they are great. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with meditation. Tell others thank you, and they are great. Let the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, in my sight, in my world. And the meditations of my heart are a thankfulness for who I am and where I am and what I am, and how I can exacerbate this and dwell upon it and build it and have it just grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and be so fantastic is by telling others thank you and that they are great, because every other being in this world, in my thought, is my creation. I look at another person, and what I see them doing, I see them doing. I see them being beautiful, and they are beautiful. I see them thoughtful, and they are thoughtful. I see them loving, and they are loving. I see them generous, and they are generous. I see them doing all things that are good and beautiful and wonderful, and they are doing it. And that is me, because they are my reflection. Tell others thank you, and that they are great, because this is what I am seeing of me in my world that I create, and that's what others are. Others are my world that I create. So, sometimes we do something for another person and it appears as though they forget to say thank you. They forget to say, wow, that was lovely of you to do that. Oh, you are so good. Ah, you're so wonderful. You're so... We don't need that. We don't need that. If anyone ever has to compliment us to make us feel good, they manipulate us and possess us and own us. And if they don't say nice things about us, hey, how come you didn't say thank you? How come they didn't say thank you? But thoughtless people, inconsiderate people. You see, right away, that's us. If we give a gift, we give it without expecting anything in return. If we give of ourselves, we give without expecting anything in return. If I am a wonderful person, I share it out generously to all the world, and I don't expect anything to come back. I cannot see anything but my generosity. I cannot see anything in the world but that which I have given. So, when I give of myself, and I'm always charismatically shining forth who I am, my charisma is going forth telling the world, I'm a happy, loving person. And they look at me and say, you're a happy, loving person. You know, they know that. How do they know that? Because my charisma is shining that out. And if my charisma is shining it out, what do I see in them? I'm surrounded by happy, loving persons. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. I'm surrounded by people that are filled with joy and filled with unconditional love. Wow! Oh, wow! Do I like my world? Do I like me? Do I like all that? Oh, man, what a good creator I am. Yes. Yes. You say, well, that's sort of idiotic, stupid. It is. Is it stupid to be happy? Is it stupid to see the world filled with love and peace and harmony? Is it stupid to see everybody in the world being master of themselves and master of their experiences? Is it stupid to like yourself? Think about it. Is that stupid? Or is that a genius? And we certainly are geniuses. And we certainly create everything in our world that is good and very good. We are fantastic. Oh, yes, we are. We are utterly fantastic. Now, are you utterly fantastic? Are you glorious? Are you beyond anything that life could ever shine forth in your life? Are you supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Are you just the greatest of the great? And I say, yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're the greatest of the great. You are the best of the best. You are the finest of the fine. You are the all. And tell others thank you and that they are great. For in doing so, you are saying thank you to yourself for shining forth that which you thanked them for being, which is what you are, And they are what you are, and you are what they are, and when you are what you are that is worthy of saying thank you, say thank you. And don't take credit. Oh, it's because I smiled at you that you smiled at me. No, no, no. You smile at them, and they smile at you, and you say, wow, aren't they wonderful? You don't even think that you smiled first. You don't even think that your smile was the smile that made everything good and beautiful. You don't think that at all. All you think is that all is in divine order and all is good and very good. Yes, that's all. That's all you think. That's all you are. And that's all you know. This is what life is all about. This is what the world is all about. This is what experiences are all about. And this is what we are all about. How many times this day have you said to another person, thank you? How many times have you said in this world, this day, that the other person is great? How many times? How many times have you told another person that you thought they were just wonderful? I'm sitting around the breakfast table here in the Absolute Monastery, and I'm looking at everybody. And I try not to be obvious about it. Perhaps I am, but I try not. And I go around, sort of hopscotch, to each of the monks sitting at the breakfast table. And I say some little loving thing to each one of them. And I say one loving thing to one, then I say another loving thing to another, and then I say another loving thing to another. I might say, my, that's a lovely breakfast you prepared. Or when Sylvia brings me the eggs that she's cooked with her love and her blessing, I say, thank you, Sylvia. Or I just say, thank you. Or I just say, mmm. And she looks at me with a big smile and says, oh, he likes what I made, he likes what I did. Oh, I like what she did and she likes what I did. Well, it's a mutual admiration society. Well, maybe we should create a mutual admiration society where we all appreciate ourselves and each other again and again and again. And we never tire of it because we're talking about ourselves. And I say to Ellen, Ellen, you do everything so quickly, so easily, so wonderfully. I'm just so proud of you. You are really a genius. And Ellen looks over and sort of a shy smile says, yeah, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I look over at Ingeborg and I say, Ingeborg, you are always so nice. Ingeborg, you are so considerate of everyone. You want to make sure I have my coffee. You want to make sure I have my this or that. Ingeborg, you're so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Ingeborg looks at me and says, okay. Mm-hmm. And she accepts it and goes on about what she's doing. And Rosalie is a visiting monk this month. And as she is with us, she's always jumping up and down, doing whatever she can to make everyone happy and everyone pleased. She's giving everybody the opportunity to be as happy as they can be and be as full as they can be in enjoying life. And she's allowing this to happen because she likes herself. Tell others thank you and that they are great. And you'll find that it's the greatest meditation you can ever have. It's the greatest opportunity that you can ever have because as you do this, your life is filled with a great inner satisfaction, a great inner peace. Your life is filled with a great inner awareness that says, I like me. I like my world. I like what I've created. And what I've created is very good. And everyone that I've created is just so beautiful, so thoughtful, so loving, and so wonderful because that's the way I am. I live my life with unconditional love, and my world shines back that unconditional love in greater measure than I could ever have imagined I gave it out. Let this be your gift to yourself today. This gift of telling others thank you and that they're great and having them smile at you and say, yeah, that's so nice of you to say that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we say, you're welcome. And we go about our life. because we are great. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.